Well, good morning. It is January 2nd, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Happy Lord's Day, by the way. Today we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, Ezra chapter 2, and Acts chapter 2. So let's get into the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all of his work which God created and made. And these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant in the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pisan, that is it which is compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of the land is good, and there is bdellium, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that it is which goeth forth towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. That was Genesis chapter 2. Let's move on over to the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I give thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, and that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. And then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. And then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. Then when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judah, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. That was Matthew chapter 2. Let's move on over to Ezra chapter 2. Ezra chapter 2. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of captivity, of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away into Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city, which came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Serahiah, Rehaliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, Bahana, the number of the men of Israel, the people of the men of Israel, and the children of Parosh, 2,172, the children of Sephatha, 372, the children of Ara, 775, the children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zattu, 945. The children of Zakkai, 70. The children of Bani, 642. The children of Bebai, 623. The children of Azgad, 1,222. The children of Adonakim, 666. The children of Bigvai, 2,056. The children of Adin, 454. The children of Atir of Hezekiah, 99. The children of Bezai, 323. The children of Zorah, 112. The children of Hashum, 223. The children of Gibar, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netuphah, 56. The men of Anathoth, 128. The children of Azamadeth, 42. The children of Kirjath Varim, Cherephah, and Beeroth, 743. The children of Ramah and Gaba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The children of Nebo, 52. The children of Magbish, 156. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Senanah, 3,630. The priests of the children of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pasher, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and Kadmiel of the children of Hadoviah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porters, the children of Shalom, the children of Atir, the children of Talmon, the children of Akub, the children of Hattatiah, the children of Shobai, in all 139. Nemethamim, the children of Ziha, the children of Hashufa, the children of Tabath, the children of Keros, the children of Siha, the children of Padam, the children of Lebanon, the children of Hagaba, the children of Akub, the children of Hagab, the children of Salmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gahar, the children of Reheha, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Paseya, the children of Bestai, the children of Asna, the children of Mehunim, the children of Nehusim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakupa, the children of Harhu, the children of Basluth, the children of Mehida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Thama, the children of Neziah, the children of Hatifa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Peruda, the children of Jahila, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Sephrathiha, the children of Hatil, the children of Poratheth, the of Zerubim, the children of Ami. All the Nehemims and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up from Telmanah, Telharashah, Cherum, Adan, and Immer. But they could not show their father's house and their seed whether they were of Israel. And the children of Delilah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652. And the children of the priests, the children of Habiah, the children of Kaz, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found, and therefore were they, as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tirtha said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood a priest with Urim and with the Thummim. And the whole congregation together was 42,300. And besides their servants and their maids, of whom there were 700,337, and there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their asses 6,720. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house of the Lord, which is at Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to set it up in his place. And they gave, after their ability, unto the treasurer of the work 60,100 drams of gold, and 5,000 pounds of silver, and 100 priest's garments. And so the priests and the Levites, and some of the people, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nehemim dwelt in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. That was Ezra chapter 2. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like that of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome and Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? And others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing as it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it came to pass, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. and on my servant and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord it comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosened the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. And therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine servant and thy holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. And therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. And therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. And therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wondered, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them all out to every man as he had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread with house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 2nd, 2021. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. Just a reminder, if you want credit for this, I see a lot of you have already done that. Comment in the comment section, or give a thumbs up or a like to this, and you will get credit for that walkthrough that we're doing this year. There's going to be a prize on the 100th day of 2022. That is actually, I went and I looked that up, that is April 10th. So if you stick with it till April 10th, you're going to get a prize for that, and then 200th day, 365 day. So stick with it. It's a great, great thing for you to be doing. That said, we have Sunday school at 9:15, 10:30 worship service. Would love to have you join us. But let's close in a word of prayer, and then I'll dismiss. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. I thank you so much, God, that as we look at from the very beginnings of time in creation, when you created man and breathed in him the breath of life and created woman to be a companion for man, and God, that as we look back on that Edenic perfection, God, we long for that. We long for that day when you will renew us to that that perfect state. And Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you so much for that amazing sermon of the Apostle Peter that we just read. And God, that even through all those names that we read, God, that each and every one of them plays a role in redemptive history. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you would just help us to see how the entirety of Scripture fits together, pointing ultimately to Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, I thank you so much for today. Bless our day. Bless our church service today. Bless our Sunday school. And, Lord, I just thank you so much for all that you're doing. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay in the Word today. Lord willing, see you in a little bit. Bye now.